From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. A typhoon rages in the Philippines. A crawling typhoon with cloud cover spanning 600 kilometers is blanketing the northern half of the Philippines, with one confirmed death. From Manila, Simone Orendine reports.
Typhoon Kopu is packing gusts of up to 185 kilometers per hour as it makes slow progress toward the northernmost Philippines. State forecaster Manny Mendoza says since Kopu is progressing at just 5 kilometers per hour, the Weather Service revised its expected exit from land to Thursday instead of Tuesday. Mendoza says heavy to intense rain will continue in bursts in the mountainous provinces on the north and north-central part of the Philippines' main island of Luzon. Forecasters say this is causing flash flooding and landslides. The winds have uprooted trees, knocked out power, and blown off lightweight rooftops. Power company workers are trying to restore electricity to at least 24 municipalities. Simone Orendine for VOA News, Manila.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry today said he will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Germany this week. Then, with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, amid more than 2 weeks of deadly clashes between Israelis and Palestinians. The conflict surged Saturday between Palestinian teenagers and Israeli police in the occupied West Bank town of Hebron and in Jerusalem. Police reported at least 4 knife-wielding Palestinians, including a 16-year-old girl, killed in separate incidents. Authorities said several Israeli security personnel were wounded in the attacks. At least 40 Palestinians and 7 Israelis have died during weeks of street violence. Reporting to you from Washington, this is VOA News. Iran and world powers involved in nuclear talks have reached a milestone that sets the stage for an eventual lifting of Tehran's nuclear-related sanctions. The two sides have dubbed October 18th as Adoption Day, the day when the parties involved begin taking steps to carry out the provisions of the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The date of the next milestone, Implementation Day, has yet to be determined. That is the day when Iran will begin receiving relief from crippling international sanctions because the provisions of the agreement have been met. Iran has rejected U.S. and French allegations that its recent missile test violates the United Nations resolutions, saying the Security Council restrictions only apply to missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Iran's missiles do not do that. His comments came after U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power spoke about the October 10th launch.
It does appear that the missile launch that Iran conducted did violate UN Security Council resolutions, so we will indeed bring it to the Security Council and press for the appropriate action. We're also looking bilaterally at things that we can do as well.
Power said that the missile was capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. The United States has sent military equipment and a small contingent of troops to Cameroon to fight Boko Haram militants. General David Rodriguez, commander of the U.S. Africa Command, says several hundred troops will be assisting joint forces from Cameroon, Nigeria, Chad, Niger, and Benin to combat Boko Haram by conducting airborne intelligence surveillance and reconnaissance operations.
The mission of the soldiers is to help provide intelligence surveillance to the Cameroonian military as well as to the multinational task force who are together working to defeat Boko Haram. There'll be less than 300.
Boko Haram militants have killed or kidnapped thousands of people in a 6-year insurgency that has spread to its neighbors. Voting in a long-awaited election for a new parliament opened today in half of Egypt's provinces as the government works to complete a roadmap to democracy implemented following the ouster of Mohamed Morsi as president. The first phase involves 14 provinces voting today and Monday, and the remaining areas going to the polls in early December. Egyptians living abroad had the chance to vote on Saturday. Guinea's president, Alpha Conde, has won a second term, the country's election commission has announced 6 days after the polling ended. Conde captured 58% of the votes cast, avoiding a runoff election with the main opposition leader, Diallo Dalein Diallo. Diallo, who denounced the vote as fraudulent, won 31%. Diallo says democracy was not achieved, and he is calling for demonstrations against Conde's re-election. Reporting from Washington, I'm Susan Yaki.
That's the latest world news from VOA.